Must be careful with your Simon, monos, orphans and widows, that you should speak to them softly and treat them with respect. You shouldn't hurt them even with words that you say, because they feel very lowly and they need your chizuk. Abishim Bali Moment, even if they have money, but Lamaisa, you feel on the downside. Even if it's a widow or orphan of a king, it's an Issa to speak to them or do things in a way that's going to hurt their feelings. Like it says, Kol Almona de Yosem Lisan. There's a covenant made by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whenever they cry to Hashem because of the injustice that was done to them, they are answered by Hashem that which when they cry to Hashem that you mistreated them, Hashem will answer them is when the person for his own personal needs was hard on them. You know, he's a Rav. A Rebbe in Cheder has a Talmud who's a Yosim. If it's necessary, because they lama Torah only, so relief from a definite show to teach them whether Torah or trade or to better their behavior, then it's permitted to sometimes talk with them in a certain fashion. But Lamaisa, in general, one should try to be with a lot of Rachmanis towards these people. Shenema, Ki Hashem, Yorav, Rivon. Hashem will fight their fight. Even if his father's alive and his mother died, it's the same thing. It's still considered halacha. Halachik Yosem. They consider Yosem until they get to the age that they can do business like any adults.